Good morning, we're continuing with Maseches Peah. We're in the first parak. We are up to Mishnah Gimel. So yesterday we discussed primarily two things, that there is no minimum amount of Peah, and there's no maximum amount of Peah. A person can give, as the halach is, a person is supposed to leave over the corner of his field for the aniyim, and there is no amount that he's chayav to leave over. He can leave over anything. Nevertheless, although that's the halacha midai raisa, midrabanan, it says in Mishnah Beis that a person should not leave over less than 1/60th of his field. And again, everything depends on how much of a crop he has, how many aniyim there are, and one would have to figure it out based on that, but the general rule is 1/60th. Mishnah Gimel continues with Nos Nempeya Mitkilas Asada Umeem Tsa'a. So just a little bit of background. There are numerous reasons why a person would preferably leave Peya from the last part of the field, aside from the fact that it sounds like that from the Pasuk. They should be leaving over some. There are other reasons why a person should preferably leave over from the end. One of them being because of Maris Ayin. If a person sees a person cleaning up the end of his field, he won't know that he left anything for the Aniyim. As well, if he leaves it over from the first half, the Aniyim won't know that it's necessarily a pay, and he may give preference to some other friends. Ultimately, the bottom line is a person lichatchila is supposed to leave over Peah from the end of his field. After he harvests everything, he should leave over one corner for the Aniyim. Nevertheless, Mishnah says, Nos Nempeya Mitchilas Asado Miemtsa'a. A person may leave Peah from the first half of the field and from the middle. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Vavad Shitem Basof Kashir. Now, what's important to understand over here is that a person just leaving over some of his crop for the Aniyim may be a very nice thing to do, and it may actually go to the Aniyim, but it has to have a halachic din of Peah. And the halachic din of Peah means that it is pater from Meiser. Because since the halacha is, we're going to see this as the theme of the rest of the parak, that Meiser comes after Peah. Peah is something which is a matana which goes to the Aniyim right as soon as you harvest it. The chiyuv, the obligation to leave over the tithings, the Meiser, for the Aniyim, and to give it to the Kohanim and to the Levim, come only after what's called Miruach Hakri, when a person makes a smooth pile of whatever he has harvested. So, the halacha is that if it has this halachic status of Peah, it will ultimately be pater from Meiser. Because halacha, the chiyuv, the obligation to leave over Meiser, the obligation to leave over Peah sets in before the obligation to leave over Meiser. Now, we need to know whether this, what he leaves over, has a halachic din of Peah in order to determine whether it's chayav and meiser. If a person leaves over at the end the shear, the 1/60th, as we mentioned earlier, for the aniyim, then the first half as well can be included in his Peah, and it will be pater from meiser. And Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Shire Kelach, if a person left over even one Kelach Echad, one ear, or whatever he was harvesting, then Samach Lamashim Peah, he can call that Peah. Then Lav, Einanos, Lamashim Hefkar, if it's not going to be one full Kelach, then the halacha is, then he could give it away as Hefkar, have a halacha of Hefkar, but it won't have the halachic status as Meiser, and the Nafkamina, the difference would be whether or not. Sorry, one have the halachic status of Peah, and the nafkamina would be whether or not he's chayav to give meiser on that. Mishnah Dalet, klal amar b'peah. This is the general rule of thumb when it comes to Peah. Kolshu ochel, anything which is food. It means even if it grows, if it's not something which is generally consumed as food, rather it's used to turn into some type of herb which you'll burn to give it a good smell, but if it's something which is not used as food, then it's not chayav and meiser. Then if Kolshu ochel, anything which is food, vinishmar, it's something that you're going to actually put away and store it. Vigidulim in aretz, and it grows in the ground. Ulikitasuk achas, you harvest it all at once, as opposed to some fruits which you just take them off as they grow. Machniso lekiyum, you'll also store them. Chayev bepeah. And examples of this is vhatavua, grain, vakitnios pachalzeh, both grain and legumes, beans, all those are included in what in these categories. Mishnah Hay, ubeilan, when it comes to a tree, there is a chiyuv to leave over Peah by trees as well. But again, it has the same rules. Examples would be ha'og. I don't know exactly what an ug is in English, but it seems like it's some type of tree which was used to help preserve things or to protect other things. But there was an edible part of the tree in the middle that they would eat. V'acharuven, buxer, carob, v'agozim, walnuts, v'ashkedim, and almonds, v'agafanim, and grapes, v'rimonim, and pomegranates, v'azesim, and olives, v'atamarim, and dates, chayavim, and peyah, those are all chayav in peyah. And the last Mishnah really reiterates the klal, the rule that we said earlier. It just reiterates with a couple of examples. Mishnah Vav, l'olam hunosi mishnah peyah upatrim min ha-meiser. Person always gives peyah. He leaves over that corner of his field as peyah goes to the aniyim, and whatever he leaves over is also pater from meiser ad shimareach, until you make a smooth pile. In other words, like we said earlier, you'll have your whole large field. You're going to harvest everything. You're going to bring it in. Everything you're going to harvest is going to have to, before you're able to eat it, you're going to have to take off truma and meiser, and whatever that year is, depending which meiser you're going to have to take off. But that only happens after you make it into a nice smooth pile. Before that, you're not chayav in truma or meiser. So since peyah is left in the field, it never is chayav in meiser, it can go to aniyim, and they eat it without taking off meiser. The same thing is true, v'nosim in a hefker, u'potim in a meiser. Ad shimareach, a person can give from hefker. The same thing, if a person is mafkir his tevuah, then a person can take it, and it's pater from iser until miruach hakri, until they make it to a smooth pile. Umachla, same thing. Umachla behemo l'chayil ofetz pater ben amiser. A person could feed his animals with all the grain that he has in his field, as long as, and he does not have to take off miser from it, ad shimareach, until he makes it into this pile. And the same thing is true, v'notel min agoren v'zoreah. Halacha is a person's chayav in meiser only for things that he eats. A person takes from his silo and he plants with it upatim in a meiseris. He's patim from giving meiser ad shimareach until he makes it into a smooth pile. Rabbi Kiva, that is the word of Rabbi Kiva. At the end of the day, they loved Afka to be paskin like that. Next thing is true. Kohen v'Levi shalakhu es hagoren hamaiser shalahem. If Kohen and Levi take they buy grain from somebody that was still in the silo before it was made into this pile. In such a case, they're allowed to keep the meiser for themselves. What the Mishnah is pointing out is that we try to avoid situations where Kohanim and Levim are going to jump the gun to be able to get into it before other Kohanim and Levim and be able to get the matanos, to get the tithing. So therefore, in many cases, if they would even buy it, we'd obligate them to give it to a different Kohen and Levi. But if he bought it before it was turned into a smooth pile, then he can keep the meiser for himself. The next case is a maktish upod, somebody gives something to hektish. He consecrates something upode, and then he redeems it. Chayev b'meisris, he's chayev to give meiser only ad shimareach gizbar until the gizbar, the one who takes care of the Hektish's properties, puts into a pile. In other words, if it belonged to Hektish and it was not turned into a smooth pile, it would not be Chayev and Maestris, even if he buys it afterwards. This concludes the first parak of Maseches Peah.